Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thought it was gone. Praise God. I guess you folks are waiting on me, weren't you? Hallelujah. Well, I just nearly about shouted. That's right. And I really kind of wanted to get loose. I thought, well, this is a great time. Young folks singing. Didn't you appreciate that bunch of young folks singing like that? And the Lord moving in this place and blessing us like He has this morning. Amen. Amen. Well, I feel like that His visitation here is for some purpose, some reason. You leave this house without submitting to the Lord, this may be, have been your day. Amen. And I'd just really like for the Lord to touch you. I want my wife to come. I didn't tell her I was going to sing. We wasn't going to practice anyway. We're just going to sing whenever we feel like it. And do the best we can every time. I want to sing the very song we sang the first night we were here. If only I could see me through His eyes.
I like that.
I'd like for the Lord just let me see how He sees me.
Yeah.
Before it comes my time to go, I'd like to know if everything's all right. And I would hope that you'd be able to see that, because it'd be a shame for you to leave, especially leave a great church like this, and have to meet God unprepared. But if you could see yourself like He sees you, you'd get all that stuff that's not right, you'd get it all straightened out. And then when He came, you could just say, Lord, this is my Lord. I've waited for you. Praise God. Well, I doubt the Lord is going to work something so phenomenal. But possibly today through His Word, through His Spirit in this service, He'll let you see yourself. Just like He sees you. If you feel comfortable, I suppose everything's all right. Because the Bible said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you're walking after the Spirit today, you should have no condemnation. You don't have any. I'm not your judge. You just got to make sure you're hearing from God and you know what you're doing. And for a friend so kind and true, I'll never find another. He loved me so much, he died for me. And that alone should satisfy me. But still, I'd love to see me through the night. Lord, if I could see me through your eyes, if I could see what you see down inside, if only I knew what you would have me do. Lord, if I could see through your eyes. He tells me in his word, he'll stand closer than my brother. For friends so kind and true, I'll never find another. He loved me so much, he died for me. That alone should satisfy me, but still, I'd love to see me through his eyes. Lord, if I could see me through your eyes, if I could see what you see down inside, if only I knew what you would have me do. Lord, if I could see through your eyes.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Wouldn't you like to have that opportunity? Sure. Just to see yourself like he sees you?
Oh, God.
Just before, as we say, all she wrote, when it's all over, nothing else to do, nothing else you can do, and just before it's all over, the Lord lets you see yourself just like he sees you.
Hallelujah.
I wonder if we'd be happy with ourselves. I wonder if we'd be tickled with what we see. Could we say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. God, help us today. I hope the Word of God somehow, the Spirit of the Lord, would move in this place. Every life would be bared before you, not me, but before you, Lord. Let everybody here today see themselves by the Word, by the Spirit, as you see them. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. If I've got till 12 o'clock, I'll try to take no longer than that. If it's not possible for us to have an altar service this morning, if nobody feels led to pray, I hope what I say will get so heavy in your heart that all day long you'll think about your condition, where you are, how the Lord feels about you. You know, not how he feels about you as far as the way you're living, but his love for you. Of course, every one of us know that the Lord don't appreciate us not giving all we've got to him. But I hope I can preach today something that'll reach your heart. The 27th and 28th verses of the 18th chapter of Judges, I want to read you something that really, really stirs me. It's an isolated scripture. It's not something that I've ever heard preached on in my life. I don't try to make a habit of just getting something unique. In fact, as I realize that my preaching is absolutely common. One of the brethren here probably best described it the other night when he said simple. That's the way it is. And I don't make any apologies for that. In fact, I'm glad that I'm able to preach a simple message because the Scripture talks about the simplicity of Christ. Complications sometimes are absolutely things we don't understand. Nobody else understands. The people talking about don't understand. But you know what I'm talking about when I talk about being lost or saved, away from God or near to God. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody here. Some of you folks don't have physical outward appearance of people that are living a true holiness standard, but that's not neither here nor there. You understand the message and the language of the church. You know what this church teaches, or you wouldn't be here today. That's right. I'm not going to preach something that's alien to you. I'm going to preach something simple, something we all know about. The strange thing about it is that we know it and we haven't obeyed it. You've wiped tears away this morning as God stuck to your heart and you realize that you're not where you ought to be with God. You know what we're talking about. Every song that's sung reaches out to you, and you know what that's all about. You know what Sunday morning, we're not here today just to fill in 2 hours that we didn't have anything else to do and we don't know what to do with them.
No.
That's right.
Bless God.
We're here because of souls today. We're here because somebody is weighing the balances in this service today. Praise God. I'm not trying to preach you something fancy. I'm going to preach, and I hope God will take the words that I say and take the sharpness out. Don't let the devil distort it and make you offended at what I say today. I want the Lord to take every simple word I say and let it fall in your heart today and find conviction. Praise God. I ask you, church, to pray for me. And they took the things which Micah had made and the priest which he had and came unto Laish. That little old town just laid out there all by itself. The people are described in the next part of the verse. It was not an important city. It was not a shipping empire. It was not a great political arena. It was just a little country town. And the people there were quiet and secure. And they smote them with the edge of the sword and burnt the city with fire. Verse 28. And there was no deliverer because it was far from Zidon. And they had no business with any man. I'm going to preach from a subject today, too far away. Only you know where you are.
That's right.
I may have you all figured out and be all wrong, but you know where you are.
That's right. That's right.
You know how you stand with God. You know how you measure up to His Word. You know if you're bringing Him happiness. And you know if you're bringing the ministry and the church happiness. Hallelujah. I remember some things about the church. You know, there are certain areas of our church that we think when people get into that place, they're really saints. But somehow we become content with those who fringe or borderline. We only become disturbed when people become a devout or an admitted agnostic.
That's right.
Disturbed with a preacher, disturbed with a church, disturbed with a doctrine, and don't make any bones about it. We get real shook up about that. But I believe that every child of God needs to live in the center of the church.
Oh, glory to God.
Anything less is unacceptable with my Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every preacher needs to be just as close to God as he can possibly get.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And quit using the time he ought to be getting right with God to confess that he's not close to God.
Oh, God.
Amen?
Well, Hallelujah.
And I beg God today not to let me get too far away from it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want to preach scripture today. I don't want to just tell stories or talk about things.
Bless God.
But four men in the boat, the Turkey Creek Dam down home, one of the biggest fishing countries places in the whole country. They dammed up old Turkey Creek and made a big Turkey Creek lake. Water just charges over that dam. I didn't realize all the dangers of that water piling over that thing into that little old creek. I duck hunted in it below the dam a lot of times. I've never really thought about how dangerous it was, but these four fellows were in this old 14-foot boat. That's too many in that boat to begin with. Not a life preserver. Not a life preserver in the boat.
Oh, God.
I think it's a shame that the government has to pass a law that a man has to carry a life preserver in the boat with him.
Uh-huh.
If he don't want to live, why should the government worry about it? But they did.
Uh-huh.
They're sensible.
Uh-huh.
That's right, like the church. I wonder sometimes why it is we have to legislate so much to people.
Oh, God.
And we got to stay on folks all the time. Live for God. Live for God. Pray. Keep in touch with God.
Oh, God.
But that's just the way it is.
Uh-huh.
Not a life preserver in that boat.
Oh, God.
Out there fishing for brim. And all of a sudden, they realized they were being pulled by the undertow of that water. They were being pulled back toward that churning water. And they had a little one-cylinder wizard motor. And they got to trying to crank that thing. And they couldn't. Fishermen above the dam had heard them all morning down there, just putting around and hollering and talking and carrying on. They never had really thought much about it. And all of a sudden, these fellas started pulling that cord, trying to start that motor, and it wouldn't stop.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And that boat just kept going back farther and farther and farther.
Mm-hmm.
The older bunch, some of them over 20, they jumped out of the boat and went swimming toward the bank and did in time. But a 15-year-old boy piled out and he couldn't make it. And it drug him back up under that dam. And that evening, the rescue units came in. Now, I don't want to get gory, but I want you to see something.
Oh, God.
That evening, they dropped those hooks over in that water and began to drag. And they hung something pretty solid. And then they pulled it up. And I saw this. On one of those hooks was a dingy white sock.
Oh, God.
The next morning, after giving up that night to dark, the next morning I told a friend of mine in the church, I said, let's ride up the creek. We could ride up in a boat, take us 10 minutes to get up there. I said, let's ride up the creek. They'll be dragging this morning. Just as we got to the still water, 75, maybe 100 yards below the dam, I saw them pulling on that rope. And I'm touched like everybody else. And I was touched as we pulled our boat in there beside them, and they pulled that body out. And laid it over in that boat. And when that man pulled that body out of that water and laid him down, he said, that was his sock we got yesterday. And I thought, oh God, if they could have just got him yesterday. You know, you don't know. They could have saved him maybe. I've watched this happen time and time again. We get so close to somebody in a Sunday morning service. We get so close, and then all of a sudden we all get the willies about 12 o'clock, you know. We get the word, well, you know, maybe everybody's not going along with this, and I'll get a complex too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the folks in this church today. I don't know how you're feeling about what I'm saying. So after a while, that old devil, he'll keep coming in. He'll say, they're not liking what you're saying, and I'll back off. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. I'm not quitting today. If I get a hold of a sock, I'm going to reach as far as I can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I dare say today that we should let one soul get out of this place before they committed their soul to God, because this may be the last day. They may take in that last gulp of water that will send them down to the bottom, and this will be it. And I'm telling you right now, I have no desire to see anybody who ever sat under my preaching for 15 minutes to go away and say, well, I'm not touched.
Oh, God.
I ask God not to let you be unmoved as you listen to me preach today. I don't want you to go away and say he's a great preacher. I want you to come and say, God, I'm a sinner, and I'm lost, and I'm in awe, and I want to be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Respond to this church. I feel God talking in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, don't let us get too far away.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. You know, I sympathized with Mr. Humphreys. I was the only preacher in the bunch. I had 100 people around there. 200 maybe. The sheriff was there crying. Can you imagine the sheriff crying? All those old husky, robust wildlife and fisheries men. I watched them wipe away those tears as they laid that body in that boat. And I thought, boys, you're thinking about a life. I'm thinking about a soul. You're thinking about a boy. I'm thinking about a man that's going to arrive in eternity if he was lost. And I said, oh, God, save people. It became an urgent situation to me. I realized we're not just talking about little tow-headed boys. We're talking about people who are going to spend eternity somewhere. And if you think we're going to face a namby-pamby, don't care, God. I'm telling you, you look at the universe and see how He set it in motion and the price He paid for it. And then think someday He's going to tell every old ungodly sinner, yeah, you can come on in. No, sir, we're not having a smiley face religion. It's still truth. Truth. And you have no reservations to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I know you not. That's why today I'm telling you, I don't want you to get too far away.
Hallelujah.
Right. I'm still in the position of a pastor, a preacher.
Uh-huh.
And I say, where are the parents? And they said, that's his dad sitting upon that dam up yonder with that orange cap on it. I had on a big old life preserver, hunting cap on my head. I felt like an idiot, but I was still a preacher, no matter how I was dressed. You couldn't change my soul. You couldn't change the way I felt. You can't change me today. You could sit there and snarl at me. You could sit there and make fun of me. You can't change the way I feel in my soul. Hallelujah. Paul said, bonds don't, and prisons don't move me. But let me see a man over in Macedonia say, come over and help us. He said, that moves me. Let me see the lost and dying world. That moves me. And I walked up to that dam, pulled that old cap off, walked up, reached out to Mr. Humphreys, and he looked at me through empty eyes. I said, Mr. Humphreys, I'm Brother Warbington. I pastor right down the road here. I said, we've been praying for you folks. I said, are you feeling all right this morning? So they found the boy, but they want you to stay up here a little while until they get him to the ambulance. I said, are you feeling all right? He looked at me and he said something I'll never forget as long as I live. He said, preacher, this has been a long night. And, oh.
Praise God. God forgive me if I'm saying anything all night. But I've sat on that day and knew that somebody was lost forever.
I've sat right here on the platform and realized that somebody out there is untouched and unmoved.
Oh,
leave this house today and never make it back again. You say, preacher, you're trying to scare me. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to reach you. That's what I'm trying to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you want God today, you make your own decision. I've preached all I can. I'm just a country boy. I was lost. Jesus found me. And now I'm searching for other souls. I'm reaching out for other souls. If you want Jesus today, let Him know it. I'm asking you to come to the altar if you want God. I don't care if it's 2 minutes after 12. It's late in God's time clock, too. And you need salvation today. Don't get too far away. Don't get so far that the church can't reach you. Don't get too far that the preacher can't reach you. Don't get too far that mama can't reach you. Don't get too far that daddy can't reach you. Don't get too far away. Oh. Don't get so far away that there's no deliverer. The invitation is open, friend. I want you to come. Salvation is just as important on Sunday morning as it is on Sunday night. If you're going to save it all to throw on the coal tonight, you may have two less. You may have two less to throw the coal on for tonight. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Somebody here needs God. God has reached out to souls this morning. You want to walk out here with that weight on your soul? You want to leave here with that conviction? Are you willing to say, Lord, I appreciate you thinking about me, but I'm not interested? Is that what you're going to say? Are you going to say, Lord, I thank you because you took time to come into this service today and to reach out to my heart, but I mean, you know, I'm just not ready. Is that what you're going to say? That's going to put you a lot farther away than you were when you came today. The scripture said, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. I don't like to be a negative preacher, but that's just what God laid on my heart to tell you today. I preached it. I did it in 15 minutes. You're going to give account of it in eternity. World without end. Anybody want to pray? Anybody in this house want to pray? Is Jesus talking to you? Is your heart right? You going to heaven if you leave here today and don't ever make it back? You going to heaven? Thank you, Jesus. Church, let's pray as Brother Rutledge comes.
Thank God. Thank you. There's a great day coming. A great day coming. There's a great day coming. I thought with the saints and the sinners shall be are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Let's stand. Shall we stand? Of course, we've heard much longer evangelistic sermons, but I've never heard a more powerful evangelistic sermon. For my life, I don't see how you could remain in your sin this morning. Amen. If I could sing it, I think I'd sing, throw up the lifeline. Let's make our way up toward the front. We've got to pray a little bit before we leave here. Sinner friends, seekers, you that are needing God, let's all stand and pray.